It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
I dated 50 men that year in 2020.
You fucked 50 men?
No, I dated 50 okay. men. And please, let's say that again. I dated 50 men on Instagram Live.
That's not how I heard it.
I never even met them in person.
That's not how I heard it, but keep going.
Right, of course.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am super fucking excited right now. I am joined by one of my really good friends, actress, comedian, CEO, and self-proclaimed queen of confidence, Serena fucking Kerrigan.
Let's fucking go. You know why it's called Sophia with an F? Because she fucks.
Because I fuck.
Literally.
The F is really powerful.
No, it's literally my favorite letter.
Okay, so I need to ask you, because I went to your live show.
Thank you.
And you talked about how you did not actually legally change your middle name to fucking.
Of course I did.
Serena, don't fuck with me right now.
It's a stage name, if you will, like Lady Gaga, Sasha Fierce.
Okay, that makes sense.
My middle initial doesn't even start with an F, but like I'm addicted.
What does it start with?
I can't say, because people will literally come at me.
No, why? Because the middle name's so embarrassing?
It's not. It's actually beautiful.
Okay, then why will they come at me? Mine's horrifying.
What's your middle name?
Well, okay, so we're both Argentine, so that's why I'm like very interested to
know. Does everyone know that we won the World Cup? We're literally champions of the world.
I only did a post about it, an entire vlog about it, an entire episode. Yeah, we won.
I love when people come up to me and they're just like, congratulations. And I'm just like, I didn't like you, do anything.
You feel like one of the players.
No, literally. I'm like, yeah, Messi, he's my uncle. Like, whatever.
Okay, the middle name?
Yeah, it starts with an A. That's all I'm going to say.
Why? Why are we so secretive? I mean, I won't be. Mine's Vanina.
I love that. That's very Argentinian.
It is one letter away from the word vagina.
Okay. Which is why I love it.
And also, I feel like people in the U.S. don't understand it. Because it's a very popular name in Argentina.
Yeah.
Here, people are a little bit like, what?
Okay, I'll tell you what my middle name is. It's Amelie.
Amelie.
Yeah, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But like, I like fucking more.
I mean, I think it depends. Like, are we like in a business meeting?
100%. I used to write it on my resume, Sophia.
Okay.
I used to write Serena fucking Kerrigan on my resume.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, not when you're like applying to fucking Goldman Sachs, American Express.
Does it look like I was applying to Goldman Sachs?
No. Okay, the reason I hate my middle name for real, Sophia Vanina. Like, mm-hmm. It rhymes. And then my mom's maiden last name is Franco. And then my dad adopted me. So it was Sophia Vanina Franco Franklin.
I'm obsessed with that. it's literally a character.
Y'all are fucking
which
with
are.
Me right now. Which I am. Which I totally am. So we've known each other for what? A few months. I have seen you more in the last few months, in the last week than I ever have.
I know. How do you feel?
I actually feel more confident. I feel cooler. I feel sexier. Like, you really give off this energy.
Right.
And I want all the suits to get that energy, but let's start from the beginning, please. So I went to your live show, incredible, beyond. Then I went to your birthday party. Thank you for bringing my credit card back.
It was an open bar, yet Sophia literally, like, lost her credit card in the space. How is that a thing?
I swear, I was paying for something. I swear.
What? What were you paying for? I would love to know. Would love to know.
No, I have no fucking clue, but thank you.
The one that you literally did not have to bring your credit card.
I know. I had no idea. I mean, you kind of do, though. Like, you never know where you're going to end up.
Oh, no. I just, Apple Pay.
See, I forget that that's a thing.
Right. So, yes, I had a cosmic orgasm themed birthday party because it was it's my Saturn return. 29.
Right. He was the best dressed.
I mean, me. But you honestly did a great job. Like, you went all out.
I really went for the theme.
The white, straight finance bros that, like, I'm sorry. Like, where are they going to walk their dog in the park?
Like, they were wearing jeans and a crew neck.
Unacceptable.
And I gave my number to half of them.
I know you did. How's that going for you?
I haven't responded to any of them.
As you should.
Because I was just like, this is a mistake.
No cosmic orgasms.
There were no cosmic orgasms at all.
Honestly, I didn't have a cosmic orgasm either. I feel like when you're the birthday girl, there's too much attention on you. So, like, no one wants to hook up with you, which is rude.
That is kind of rude.
I'm like, I'm paying for this party. Like, someone dick me down.
100%.
But no one did.
Maybe you should hire someone next time or do something. I think when you do something a little more intimate.
That's why you brought your credit card, so I could hire someone to hook up with me.
I mean, if it was a private dinner or something, yes, you would have ended up getting fucked. There was like 500 people.
Yeah.
There was nothing private about it.
No, there wasn't. Which is how I like it. A full-blown performance.
Yeah, but I tagged you, and I've had so many people be like, oh, my God, this is the collab that we need. So we're giving it to you. So it was a few days ago, and you FaceTime me out of nowhere, which is kind of your thing, which I think is so aggressive and, like, it scares me, by the way. Why do you – like, you just FaceTime people.
Right, as opposed to what?
Texting, phone call.
I want to see your beautiful face.
Bullshit.
Feels like I'm with you.
Bullshit, because I text you. I was like, I'm crying right now.
And I was like, cool, pick up. That's what I'm here for, babe. I feel like maybe it's because I'm an only child and I'm very extroverted. So I, like, get energy off of other people. And I think I've been single for a while. And when I'm on my couch hungover thinking about the night before, that's why I FaceTimed you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think now that I'm in my single girl era, like,
you're gonna be FaceTiming the world.
Right. Because, like, you start just talking to your friends way fucking more. They become way more of a support system.
Totally.
So you FaceTime me, I FaceTime you back. We're using the roller.
We both had eye patches on. See, it felt like we were together.
No, it's true. It's true. And you call me out because you're like, you were with, and let's give him a fake name, James. George.
Okay. That was the name of my dead dog, so perfect.
George, are you serious?
Yeah, that's perfect though for this. May he rest in peace. I love my dog. Go on, George.
Well, okay, so George, not the dog, the guy. You ask me, oh my God, you were hanging out with George last night, and my response was,
wait, no, I wasn't. Who is that? And I go, he's literally not only on your story, he was tagged.
And I go, oh my God, like, the gay guy. And you go, what? He's gay? And so then I
he's
had
not.
He's not. He's definitely not.
He's other things, though.
He's a lot of things. I had to go look through my story. I figured out who the fuck you were talking about. I was obviously intoxicated. That was my first night meeting him. And then you start kind of, like, interrogating me, like, what the fuck went down?
Okay, first of all, that sounds so aggressive. I wanted to say, with a caveat, I'm an Aries and I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. So I think that I don't realize how aggressive I come off. I was just asking, like, what's the tea? In a very polite, gentle way.
In your brain. Right. But the way that I interpreted it, because I am sensitive, I am a Cancer, I'm a New York transplant. I was like, am I in trouble?
Because it's also because I FaceTimed you. Like, I thought being on the eye patches was going to help, like, remedy that, but so sorry.
No, but then I did end up, like, I loosened up and then I felt safe. But at first I was like, oh, holy shit, like, am I in trouble? Also, if a girl is calling you saying, what's up with George?
Wait, when George listens to this, because he will, he's going to think that I was like, what the fuck? I literally was like, oh my God, that you were with him.
Yeah.
I would love to know, because I do trust your opinion. And, like, I'm not, I think it's important, because people are going to listen to this that don't know me. I'm really really true, and I hate when people say this, but like, I don't see women as my competition ever. They're my allies. Same. I literally would pick a girl over any fucking guy any day. Mm-hmm. So like when I saw that you were them, I was like, perfect. Like, this is my ally. Yes. Like, I was like, what's the tea? I had a feeling you weren't like romantically interested in him.
That would be correct.
So I called you and then we figured out who it was. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, that's so funny. When I saw his phone, there was a picture of a woman as his background.
Yeah. So I was like, I think that that's kind of a dead giveaway.
But yeah, no shit.
I think he tried to say some shit like, that's my sister or something. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not over here putting Lucas, my 19-year-old brother, as my background.
That would be, you know? I would be concerned that if you were.
Creepy.
Right? It was just the photo of the girl, right? Not him.
Just, and it wasn't sexual or anything. Thank God. That is disgusting when guys do that, by the way.
Right, I don't understand.
Like when their girl is like in a G-string bikini and that's her background, like creep. But it was of her face. It was respectful. But that just kind of screams to me like he's with someone.
I know, but at the same time, like, he is so funny and like, I think, a cool guy.
So cool.
I feel like that's like, I don't know. I can't picture him doing something like that. But
you never know.
You never know.
You never know with these men out here.
Right. So I think, you know, obviously
it could have been
the tea I needed.
That was the tea you needed. Right. I don't know, guys. To be continued. We don't really know.
We will get back to George.
We will. Then 2 days later, I run into you at brunch. What the fuck? What is her name off Real Housewives of New York was there?
Kelly Ben Simone.
Kelly Ben Simone.
Looking like a snack.
She looks exactly the same. I would only die to look like that at her age. Holy shit.
You will.
So this is what I really want to talk to you about, besides a million things. You're a legit New Yorker.
Born and raised.
Where were you born?
Upper West Side. I was born at Mount Sinai Hospital. Grew up on the Upper West Side. I went to Fieldston for high school.
Is that like a private?
It's a private high school, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like with the Hill School, so it's like Horace Mann, Fieldston, Riverdale.
So it was a full Gossip Girl.
It was. Like, I think, you know, there's different pockets, there's different people, but I was definitely exposed to like the wealthiest of the wealthy and like their houses, their parents, their Hamptons houses, their planes, like all of that.
Okay, those were your classmates.
Oh, for sure. And like when I was new in ninth grade, I previously went to a different private school, but that one was smaller, super diverse, super progressive, and like had lots of financial aid for all the kids. So it was just overall socioeconomically like way more diverse.
Okay.
So people weren't rolling in with like Givenchy backpacks in ninth grade. I was like, stop. Givenchy? And they're like, it's Givenchy. And I was like, I'm gonna go die.
In ninth grade?
Yeah, no, like.
Dude, in ninth grade, I had a Guess backpack, and like, I thought I was the like, fuck, like, shit. Rich as fuck.
Yeah, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
I think you're just kind of.
Born in Utah. So, like, that's. I mean,
is that what they're wearing there? But it was definitely like, listen, I loved growing up in New York City, and I think it's very jarring for people that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our upbringings are very different, but yeah. I had the best time, but I think there was a lot of like coming to terms. I felt like Jenny Humphrey sometimes from Gossip Girl. Like I felt like the girl who like had to like buy and return the dress. And I'm not complaining.
Really?
I came from privilege fully, but like, you know, when you want to be a part of a group that just like, I think it just motivated me to like be like, all right, bitch, you want to have ass in the Hamptons, work your fucking ass off and like, and get there.
I think that's fucking incredible. So that's,
I mean, I still don't have the house in the Hamptons, but the point
we're
it's
on
like,
our way.
It really did like not having those privileges, although very extreme,
mm-hmm.
just motivated me to work really hard and like be like, okay, like I'm going to shut it down now.
And that's why you are where you are now.
Right.
Because I imagined you as a Serena Vanderwoodson.
I mean, my mom's name is Lily, like the characters.
No, I swear. So your name is Serena and your mom's name is Lily.
How weird. There's like
really
other weird ass similarities, but I didn't kill anyone.
Okay.
I was a stoner in high school, which I feel like Serena wasn't.
She definitely gave off the vibe, but like right. They didn't show
she
it.
She was unwell. But I feel like there was definitely things I was exposed to that you shouldn't be as a 15, 16 year old.
I want to know.
I mean, I think that in New York, the way to drink underage is to spend money. Like they don't give a fuck. These clubs don't care if you're 16, if you have daddy's credit card.
So you were going to clubs?
I remember once I went to Lava when I was like 16 and the guy looked at my ID and was like, he looked at me and goes, you ever been arrested before? And the way I grabbed my ID and literally sprinted all the way back to the Upper West Side. Like, I mean, we just ultimately, you're going to be exposed to shit as a kid, whether it's in Utah, whether it's in New York. I think it's really important to have really great parents that I was always honest with my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom came from Argentina. Mm-hmm. So she didn't believe in curfews. She just believed in trust and like communication and honest communication. So if I was like, I remember like in ninth grade, like all the girls wanted to sleep over because I didn't have a curfew and they did. And my mom's like, why would you have a curfew? Because in Argentina, you literally go out to like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I think like, you need to just have good parents because I'm sure wherever you are, like there's going to be fuck shit. But it's just so interesting how you become an adult way quicker. Like way quicker.
Way, way, way. Like were you taking the subway?
I was taking the subway when I was like 12 years old. Yeah.
That's
But what I love about it is that you're so exposed from a young age to so many backgrounds, cultures, races, like every socioeconomic class. Like, so I don't know. I feel like in other places in suburbia, you're in your car, you're like in little bubbles, mm-hmm. right? And like bubbles of privilege. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was really good, that exposure. I just feel like if you're going to be exposed to like clubbing and drugs and alcohol from a young age, you need to have really great parents.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of people that were dropping all that money at the clubs, like not do well or like have to become sober and like very seriously, right. You know? I think some parents probably like thought that was a way of showing love to their kids mm-hmm. was by being like, here, take the driver, take the card. Mm-hmm. And that's not love.
That's not parenting.
It's not. Gossip Girl is like, there's some things where it's like, yeah, 100%.
That's so crazy. But there's also things, because I was watching it like last night.
There's also things that are like ridiculously absurd.
Wait, can we just name like one or two things? I was watching an episode last night where Blair is doing like the debutante.
Right, which is the thing. My friends did it.
Okay, did you?
No, because I'm Jewish, so like we don't do that.
Okay, great. Right. She's doing the whole debutante thing and the New York Times wants to write a piece on like her and her date for the debutante. Is that real?
I mean,
the New York Times is not writing on a high schooler going to the debutante hall, are they?
I mean, you would be surprised. Like, I remember in my high school, we did this fashion show every year. And like, I made a dress that made out of like tampons, legit. Okay. And it was like, you would make it out of anything that wasn't like fabric.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so, it became such a thing. It was like such a big moment in our high school every year that like the New York Times did cover it. Sly. Ridiculous. But I don't know about Blair's debutante. We'd have to fact check.
I don't know. I just, when I think New York Times, I think like hard hitting serious news, you know?
I mean, girl.
I'm not saying a tampon dress isn't.
It is. That's feminism, babe.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Bottom line, I wouldn't want to grow up anywhere else. I really loved it.
You would
it.
Not.
No, I loved it.
No. Are you kidding me? The fact that you get to walk around even saying, like, I'm like a New Yorker born and raised. Right. Like, you can curb stomp people.
I take every opportunity I can. That's why I FaceTime you aggressively. I'm like, what? I'm a New Yorker.
I've actually picked it up.
Yeah, no, I know.
I will talk way more aggressively, quicker, just more like to the point.
You got places to be.
My mom will be like, chill.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like we're always in a rush, mm-hmm. which can be toxic in of itself, but like whatever.
Whatever. But it started to rub off on me. Not to your extent. Your level is different, but I fucking love it. But both of your parents work in entertainment. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
They're in television, like they're showrunners and like in development.
Okay, do they want to put me in a show by any chance?
Are you an actress?
No, but I will. I can be.
Yeah.
I can be whatever they want. So did that help you in any way with your career or not really?
Absolutely. So absolutely.
Nepo baby?
I mean,
Yes?
I can't say that the exposure I had going to sets, visiting my parents at work, the internships I had didn't help. Of course. 100% it helped. And I don't think that there's anything wrong. I think it's weird when people like try to be like, well, I worked really hard to get here. It's like, no, I did work hard. But like, if I hadn't gone to TRL every day after school, I wouldn't see how like a show is produced. And you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Absolutely. I think that when it comes to being cast in something though, that's where they draw the line.
That your parents do?
Especially like my dad, it's like, if you want to be in a TV show, write it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm writing a movie right now.
You are?
Yeah. It's in the works.
How is screenwriting? I've always thought about doing that.
It requires so much discipline. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
But it's amazing and it's cathartic. I've always been a writer, but I used to make films in high school mm-hmm. about my exes, which you saw at my live show. that was how I got rid of my broken heart, is I turned it into art. Mm-hmm. But it's just it takes time. And I think in a city like New York, where there's so many distractions and fun and partying and boys named George, you need to like really carve out the time.
Yeah.
But it's something that I really want to foray into. I think like being an influencer or having a platform really is like amazing, but you know, that's the next step for me is going to movies.
That's amazing and great. I love that for you. I think it annoys me. I'm definitely not an Epo baby whatsoever. I was born in Utah and my mom has no idea what the fuck entertainment is.
Right.
Except like turning the TV on. However, I think it's complete and total bullshit when people discredit people mm-hmm. because they had some kind of advantage. Right.
I think it's just about being honest and transparent, which I always would want to be.
Totally. And like you acknowledging it, like that's it. That's all you have to do. But there's a lot of people with a lot of connections and a lot of fucking nepotism out there, and they're not, you know, successful.
Right.
So just
I need that Hailey Bieber Nepo baby shirt.
Yes. How do you feel about the Selena Hailey shit? You don't care?
I'm over it.
I don't care either.
I like them both. And I don't know. It's such a waste of time and space.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't even know what the fight is over. The eyebrows? Yeah. I don't even know.
I met Selena literally last week and she was lovely. I gave her my card game, which I obviously brought.
Which we will be playing.
I was like, didn't know which one to give her, so I gave her Let's Fucking Fuck. Because like I was like, I don't know, I choked. I was like, I gave her Date Play. And I was like, no, I'm just going to give her Fuck.
Yeah.
And she loved it, or so she said. So.
Oh my God, she said that.
Thinking about her, she was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, I think that people like games, so.
They do. They do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so I want to talk about the card game, but your brand is like so much bigger than the card game.
Right.
You went to this private school, whatever, and then where did you go to college?
I went to Duke.
Okay. How was that with every douchey lacrosse player on planet Earth all in one fucking place?
Hot, but misogynistic for sure. you know, like Duke was something like I applied really random. Like my guidance counselor was like, you're not going to get in. And I did. And I loved it. But I had no connection, nothing. Like literally was so random. I don't know. There was this really pretty popular girl in my high school that went. So I was like, I want to be like her. You know, the dumb shit. Mm-hmm. You're so young at that age. Like you don't even know who you are at all. Like I didn't even know what I wanted, but I went and I loved Duke. It was really like, it was amazing. But I think those first couple weeks were really like intense.
So tell me about that, because I remember you saying you were not getting the attention you wanted.
Yeah, I wasn't getting dicked down. Had to rack up my body count somehow. Just kidding.
Would you say like it was you weren't getting dicked down? It was deeper than that.
How deep is a dick?
I mean,
I'm just giving you sound bites, Sophia.
How deep is a dick? But you felt really out of place.
The students there and that I was surrounded with were definitely wealthy, beautiful, really smart. Like, it was just like, it's a whole new place. And I hadn't felt that way since I was in ninth grade. And it was really big. It's just like, it's fucking college. It's like, yes. You're just like, whoa. I just felt very self-conscious, very insecure.
Me
and I was
too.
Like, I'm going to have such a shitty 4 years if I'm like so concerned about what everyone's thinking about me. Because guess what? They're not thinking about me. Like nobody was thinking about me. No one ever's thinking about you.
Never.
Literally
ever.
Never. Like probably if they're thinking about you, maybe for a slightly second, it usually just pertains to them.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm like, still learning that.
Right. No,
like,
literally.
Like I still have to remind myself, why are you like going on and on and on about this interaction? They're not thinking about you.
It's gone. Gone. Exactly.
Okay, continue though.
No, and so I just was like, I don't know what happened. I just had this moment where I was like, this is a chance for reinvention. I can do anything I want. I can change my middle name to fucking. And I literally walked on there and I literally just said to everyone, like, my name is Serena fucking Kerrigan. I changed it legally on my 18th birthday. What's up? Because it just made me feel so like a bad bitch.
Were you feeling that internally, or were you just kind of like, I'm going to put on this kind of facade and this personality and see what it does for me?
It was definitely that. I didn't know that it would eventually help me. But really what it was, and what I tell so many of my followers and audience to do, is it really was actually a dialogue I was having with myself. It wasn't about how people were going to react. Because by the way, people didn't like it. The sorority girls.
I was going to say, if a girl was like, girls, I'm Serena fucking Kerrigan, I think I would be a little bit taken aback.
100%, which you probably were. But people were, they were totally who the fuck is she? We're not letting her into sorority. That was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then they understood it because they got to know me. But yeah, but it wasn't about other people. It really was telling myself, you're Serena fucking Kerrigan. That constant dialogue, which is what I tell my audience to do. You have to hype yourself up. You have to be that for yourself. But she became this character and she's really fun to play. Mm-hmm. But I think that as I'm getting older, I want people to see that she's a character.
Yes.
Before, I would never go on a podcast and be I'll tell you what my middle name is. But now I'm comfortable enough with myself and there's such a separation between the two.
Yeah. I totally feel that. I think as I'm getting older, it's, my whole business and persona was built on hyper fucking sexual, toxic as fuck, super inappropriate. And there's obviously elements of that that are still a part of me and that are still true. But I'm kind of trying to make it very clear, that is not all it is.
Yeah.
Because
we're multidimensional.
We're not complex. Allowed to be. We're not really allowed to be.
But one bucket, baby. One bucket.
One bucket. But we're making sure that it's a bunch of buckets.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably why we have so much similarities, because we are very confident we want to talk about sex and dating, but we're also businesswomen and have a bunch of other shit going on.
Like freezing eggs, which we will talk about, but yeah. I just thought about that. I think that's so badass that you had the confidence, even though you weren't feeling it, your first year of college, to think to yourself, I'm going to turn this shit around. Because you know what I did? I left that school after the first year.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't getting the attention.
It's fight or flight, and I'm a fighter, for sure. Yeah, I feel you are too, but in that moment, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I was this is a moment to recalibrate, to try something new. And I think a lot of people did find it really funny, and believe me or not. But what I loved was that creating a character of yourself. I thought that was very interesting. And it worked out.
So you would show up to parties and everyone would be Serena fucking Kerrigan.
All the time. I had an SFK shot at our college bar, Shooters.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Are you for real?
No, when I graduated Duke, I was oh my God, my life is over. I was so depressed. I was I'll never, I peaked, bye. And then I was wait, no, SFK never peaks.
Never, ever.
But it was time again to
reinvent.
Reinvent. Exactly.
It never ever stops. You have to keep adapting to the different situations. So after Duke, what's the next step?
I moved back in with my parents, my mom, and on the Upper West Side. I didn't mind it because you save so much money, but the whole dating and then living at home again. And we're not in a three bedroom house. I was in a two bedroom apartment. My mom shared a bathroom. It was close ass quarters. Mm-hmm. To move back in for 2 years was
crazy. But also I think in Argentine culture, my mom is so fine. She's you totally. Never have to move out.
No, I could have stayed my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's what they do in Argentina.
Yeah, that's literally what they do. Yeah.
Fully, I totally agree. But I worked at Refinery 29 as a video producer for 3.5 years. And then I was building this SFK brand of being the self-proclaimed queen of confidence. Because even though I went to Duke and I became SFK, I think I'm really, actually, if anything, really becoming more confident now. It's a journey. It's a muscle that you have to constantly flex. So yeah. I think that when I wrote, I'm the queen of confidence and I'll save you a seat at my throne, which is in my Instagram. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because people love to be oh, she wish she was really confident, she wouldn't do X or she wouldn't say that, right? Uh-huh. People love to police my confidence. But really what that was I want to someday become that, and I want to help people feel confident. Uh-huh. And there's things that I did that worked for myself. And the first thing you said at this podcast was, you've made me feel confident. So
I mean,
it's working.
So there you fucking go. So people give you shit you're overdoing it. You don't feel that fucking confident, bitch. Like, relax.
Right. Or if she, you know, edited her photo, then how confident could she be? I don't think it's really so black and white. There's things about myself I would like to change, and that's okay. Doesn't mean I dislike myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still see myself as my best friend.
Right.
I think that's what confidence is.
Yes.
And there's things about your best friend you don't like.
I totally agree with you. That is what confidence is. And you know what else it is? And this is what I have really been focusing on, is making sure the confidence is coming from like an internal, like the external validation shit, you're gonna get fucked.
Exactly.
And I noticed like the past few months or so, I'm like, ooh, how many comments, or like how many listeners, or how many likes, or da da da, or like, am I looking good? Oh my God, I'm 30. Like, and then I had this moment where I thought to myself, oh, you're gonna be fucking miserable.
Miserable.
If you keep on going like this.
Because you don't have any control.
No.
So I think that.
And all of it, yeah, eventually is gonna go away.
And also, you can look at all the things that you don't have and like how someone's doing it better or whatever, but then like, you also have to look at all the things you have accomplished and done.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You're like, wow, you just, it's really training your mind mm-hmm. to look at the positive
mm-hmm.
and to remind yourself you're a fucking baddie.
No, I know. And I do feel super confident and like a fucking baddie a lot of the time. But I mean, all of us, you know, we have our moment.
100%. But I think it is really important that you are single.
I am not jumping into any type of dating.
Yeah, let's say that again.
Single.
Yeah.
I'm jumping into my single era.
Yeah, and
period.
Dating yourself.
Dating myself.
Some homework I have for you is I want you to go out to a meal like alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, deal.
And put your phone away and okay. just eat it and vibe with yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
How public does a restaurant have to be?
Extremely public.
And like
in the middle of Times Square.
You will not catch me at Times Square.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I think that's a really, I think that's good.
Just try it. Like bring a book or bring a magazine or like, but like not, no phone. Just like
no phone.
Like you can put it in your pocket, but I don't want you to be texting the whole time.
Okay, so a book though.
Because no one's thinking about you sitting alone. I think that that's what people think when they're eating alone. They're like, oh my God, everyone's like looking at me eat alone. Whenever I see anyone be alone eating, I'm like, fuck yeah.
That bitch is
like so fucking confident. She looks hot as fuck eating alone. She doesn't give a shit. Like, I'm like, I want to be her.
I think every time. The exact same thing.
Exactly.
When they're at the coffee shop, even working on their laptop, which like I have no issue doing, but like it's so fucking dope.
Yeah, and also that's a way to meet people.
But we're not meeting people.
No, I think it's okay for you to also date, but not jump into something. And,
okay.
And also, like, I don't know. I mean, the pool in New York is, it's interesting.
It's very small.
Yeah, it is small. Smaller than I remembered. And I lived here my whole life. But I knew it was small when I went on a date with someone who I went to elementary school with. I was like, this pool is getting smaller and smaller. I'm recycling. I'm going back.
Yeah.
To when I was like a toddler.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That is wild. When I was living in Utah, I was hooking up with this guy from New York, but I'm talking, I was 21, 22, and I just saw him 2 days ago, and I was like, there's no way this isn't happening.
Right.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of talking, and a lot of people know about each other, so.
But we don't give a shit what people think.
That's true.
As long as they're not in monogamous relationships, you know, I think like whatever, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Just have to do you.
Yes.
But like focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on myself, go to lunch by myself. If a guy approaches me, I don't have
Amazing.
To.
Amazing. I think it's much harder to approach someone if they're with a friend.
Ooh, that's a great dating tip right there.
No, literally. I went to a bar with like 8 single girls once and I was like, I love you bitches, but like, goodbye. Like, I was like, there's no way.
No.
It's way too intimidating.
Mm-mm.
Like, you need to, like, maybe one friend is good, but like, if you're alone, easy. Like, you will
easy.
Get the most dick that day.
You'll also probably, like, make friends. Like, friends that are women, too. It's just much more approachable.
Because we're girls, girls.
We're girls,
right,
girls.
Sophia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you work at Refinery29, but then you have this whole side hustle where you're working on SFK.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, Refinery29 was like a great company to be at in that time. It was like when digital companies were like popping off, like BuzzFeed, Refinery, Vox, like mm-hmm. all these. And then I just felt like I'm very ambitious. I was like, I can really build this brand and like into something that I can really monetize. Like,
is it because you're an only child and so like your head is just like huge, massive? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think my parents were like workaholics and like, were very much like, my mom was a doctor in Argentina, then became a TV producer. My dad was like, Okay. Like they met at film school at NYU, but like my dad was going to be in the military and then became a writer. So it's like, they were always like, do what you love, follow what you love. Mm. And I love this persona. I love confidence. I felt like confidence, you know, back in 2016, 2017, 2018 was like very much like, love yourself. Like, you know, I was like, no, like you're starting to fucking care again. Like yeah, get the fuck in front of a mirror and say, mm-hmm. I love you. That was like that voice. I loved her. Mm-hmm. So I thought I could expand this into a brand. It's not that I had like a really big head. It's more just like, I was like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Yeah. I saved up money by living at home. And trust me, there were some sacrifices that were made.
And like you trying to fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I did. And it was like not, it was an uncomfortable morning out. Yeah, it was unacceptable. But my mom loves me so much. So it's fine. But I feel like, you know, I saved up money and I was like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, I'm going to try this. I'm a great producer. I'm great at branding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to quit and try this. And then if it doesn't work out, I can go work somewhere else. That was my mentality. So a little delusional for sure.
You have to have that.
You have to have that. Mm-hmm. And also I knew that like I was going to work 50 million times harder the same way you do when you're doing your own thing. Like yeah. You just do. Like there's no opportunity to fail.
Right.
So then, but then quarantine happened 2 weeks after I quit. But then I was like, wait, I can either like cook banana bread or bake banana bread, which I did. I made like a banana bread made out of a peanut, like a penis shape.
Okay, it sounds iconic. Like it turned out really good.
It was actually delicious.
Okay.
And it looked even better.
The amount of penis jokes, I'm like,
wait, I'm so sorry.
It's Sophie with an F, but I can only imagine your bachelorette party whenever that happens.
Yeah, you're gonna be there.
Oh, I just feel like penis is flying everywhere.
Absolutely. Everywhere, okay. In everyone's mouth. So anyway. Okay, where were we? Banana bread, right? So people were making banana bread doing the tie-dye, totally valid, totally amazing. But I was like, this, I quit my job to become a creator. I have to seize this moment.
There's no time. There's like no the present.
Like right now, like this is it. Like people are on their phones. We didn't know how long it was gonna last. We thought it was gonna be like 2-3 weeks. Yeah. I was like, this is it. So I created this dating show called Let's Fucking Date. And I like was on Instagram Live and I dated guys.
On the live. Would you tell these dudes beforehand, hey, I'm filming this?
I didn't produce. Like, I hired someone to cast and produce, so all the dates were blind. So, yes. Like people would submit their guy friends or friends, but people were literally like, the world is ending. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'll just do the show. Also, people that were single were fucked. Like, but what were we going to do? We couldn't meet.
Yeah.
It was just, like, it was an unprecedented time, so we were doing unprecedented things. Okay.
So hold on. So you hire someone who sets up these blind dates that you go on.
Correct.
Are these people that they're hiring getting paid?
No. These were like, I would post on my story like,
who wants to go on a date?
Do you know anyone single who wants to go on a date with me? It's blind though. And then they would email my person that did casting. Mm. That's where like my mom having taught me so much about casting and producing, like, see, that's where the Nepo baby comes in, right? Mm-hmm. Like that is something I totally learned from my mom.
Yeah.
So I knew who to hire and like, I was just like, I just want you to interview these guys, make sure they're not weird, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Then we started story producing and like really turning it into like The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And
this is all on Instagram Live.
All Instagram Live. But the thing about it was, one, no one was doing anything on Friday nights at 8 p.m. No one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know mm-hmm. what you were doing, but people were like in club.
What I was doing, I was in hiding because I was going through some drama. So
right. You should have tuned in. It would have been nice.
So that's what I was up to, but go off, queen.
Perfect. Well, right. Moving on. So, you know, it was like I would date two guys for 30 minutes and they were completely blind. But I loved that exercise. And I feel like this is a good piece of advice if you're feeling kind of frustrated with dating. Like, I think sometimes just match with the guy that like you're very unsure about, or like just go on the date with the guy that you don't like, or girl or whoever that you want are dating. Mm-hmm. Because what I loved about that show was I literally would go live and then the producer would text me the username. And I'd be like, all right, let George123 come in. And I had no feelings about him. Like, I just mm-hmm. wanted to get to know him. The show popped off. I dated 50 men that year in 2020.
You fucked 50 men?
No, I dated 50 okay. men. And please, let's say that again. I dated 50 men on Instagram Live.
I
never even met them in person.
That's not how I heard it, but keep going.
Right, of course. And then I sold the second season to sponsors. Bumble bought literally like a whole month of episodes. Like, wow. I was really able to monetize that.
Great.
Because it was a really great opportunity to show, like, this is what it's like dating as, like, as an empowered woman.
Yes.
People were in the comments talking shit about the guys. The way I'll wrap up the story is the guy that I didn't never pick a winner because I did 3 seasons of the show, never picked a winner because I'm SFK and, like, no one was good enough. Uh-huh. Love them, though. But, mm-hmm. like, no. And I made a lot of friends from the show. I let my fans pick a winner for the ultimate season, the last one.
And what does the winner mean? Like, you guys have to hit what? Fuck, get engaged.
Meet. Yeah, the stakes were pretty low. we like, he flew out from LA to like surprise me on the live, which was like crazy.
Wow.
And I recently found out that he actually now was on Netflix show Too Hot to Handle. And is like,
how ironic and crazy. Did not see that coming.
I was like, don't forget who made you. Okay. No, literally. No, but I wish him well. He was actually like the villain on the show, which.
Can we not say his name?
His name is Creed. Australian, Creed. Super good looking. Okay. Extremely good. Like very hot.
Okay.
I enjoyed
making out with him. I feel like I should look him up.
You should. Creed. But then he was the villain on the show. Creed, yeah.
But I do love a point you made. Like you went for. You did not say no to guys. Like, you were very open to, like, whatever type of guy, however they looked, you know, whatever you saw on paper. Because, and I've said this before, when I was on Raya, when I was allowed.
Were you kicked off?
I was kicked off. And I literally, I feel like I have to talk about this every single episode, so we're not going there. Raya, please. Like, I will promo you. I will do whatever. And I will fucking sign a Raya NDA. Okay, so then... I'm on Raya. I'm in like the worst relationship ever. And my mom's like, give me your fucking phone. And she says, why have you not hearted this guy? Because I had said no to him five times already.
Okay.
My mom's like, this guy's amazing. So she hearts him. She's talking to him.
Obsessed.
Pretending to be me.
Perfect.
And saying,
you're actually dating Sophia's mom.
Yeah. And saying like wild shit. Like, I'm ready for marriage. Like, but you're hot. Like, saying some shit.
Right.
I ended up dating that person for over 4 years.
Yeah.
And every single time I saw him pop up on the screen on Raya, I was like, disgusting.
I think that because of the dating apps, we've become so like, it's like we want to like do like a Build-A-Bear of a guy. We want to be like, we want this and this and this height and this. And it's like, I'm sorry, like that's not it.
And
like,
have you had better success with dating apps or meeting guys organically?
Dating apps are just so difficult to get off the app. It's about energy. And you're not going to know that until you get on the date.
Yeah.
But I think that another thing that I feel so fucking true is like, you're either dating zero people at a time or like four. In the sense of like, you need one date to get another date. And so that's why sometimes I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go on this date with this guy. Who even knows? But like, you send out the energy in the universe and it just like, it comes back to you.
So it's a snowball effect.
Every time. I'm literally either dating absolutely no one, talking to no one, or there's like four guys that are like in the roster. Well, I don't mean like dates back to back. I'm just saying like, there's four people in the orbit that I'm like talking to or DMing or, you know, seeing. And I don't know. It's just like an energy thing. I really feel strongly about it. I think that you're also more confident when you're like choosing. You're not the choice, right?
Well, that, and also you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket. Oh my God, if this date doesn't go well.
Which I have done.
That's bad.
That era.
That's so bad.
I've been handed, I literally have thought so many guys were my husband after the first, third, second date. Mm-hmm. It's not enough time.
Mm. I'm the opposite where I'm like, every single guy that I go on a date with is a player and a fuckboy and he is going to try to hurt me.
Right.
But I think there is a little teeny tiny part of me that I'm like, but I mean, like, it's not a total no.
Right.
Like, it could be something.
Right. And then also people are always like, when you know, you know, you knew when you met them right then.
So bullshit. I was like,
shit. Yeah, right?
Whoever said that is a fucking liar. Just kidding. So many people I know that are married and happy.
So like, many people I know.
That's what they said. That is a huge tip. And I would like to reiterate. You do not go on a date with one guy. Like,
just get on dates. Just
there
go.
There needs to at least be two dudes.
Just like
that, you go on a date.
Yeah,
with.
It'll make you feel more confident and not like. And also, you'll see red flags because you have something to compare them to. I think that's so fucking true.
And then you're not comparing them to your ex. You're comparing them to each other.
And it's also like little things. Like, are they making a plan? Or are they just DMing you all the time and like trying to meet up with you out? Like, those are things that like, once you see the comparison, you're like, oh, fuck this guy. Like,
right.
He's just like wasting my time.
Yeah. I'm not even in that realm yet because I'm going to be single gal.
That's my girl.
But when I do, it's just, it just sounds like, I think they need to really be vetted before. And I know I just said the complete opposite where it's like, just go on the date.
You just got to go on the date.
So there's no vetting.
Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Let's make sure that they're not like a serial killer. Well, but yeah.
But can you actually tell they're not? No.
No, absolutely not. But I feel like you have to like, you need to just go on the date. It's an hour, 2 hours of your time. Like, you're not going to know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
It's true.
You should just go.
It's true. And guys, a lot of them, for real, look a lot better in person.
It is so tragic, the dating app photos. I actually am, like, genuinely concerned about...
I think we need to teach them a class.
No, we absolutely need to open up a school. Me and you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so I want to dive into this game. Before we do, though, this is going to be the most random shit, and people are not expecting this to, like, coming. Go, Diego, go. I have a reason why I want to talk to you about this. So we all know Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
You had no part in that.
She's that bitch. She's my cousin.
Okay, then they did like a, what?
A spinoff called Go, Diego, Go.
And who were you?
Alicia, the sister, computer whiz.
A computer whiz. So you were Diego's sister.
I was Diego's sister, Dora's cousin.
Dora's cousin.
Correct.
Okay, I was like... I was going to make a joke, like, read the backpack, like, read the map or something like that. And then I was like, it's Serena fucking Kerrigan. There's no way.
There's literally no way. And also, they fired me because my voice got too deep because I went through puberty. So it's a touchy subject. But I still get residuals from that shit. If you can do anything, be a voice actress because you still get paid.
That is why I'm asking you, because I know I just said I want to be a screenwriter, an actress. But what I want to be above all things.
Is a voice actress?
Yeah, I think I have the voice character for it.
Yeah.
I think my voice already does sound like a cartoon.
Obsessed.
I sound like a valley girl, like princessy, clueless. Like, I have a very distinct voice.
You do. I love your voice.
So where do I go?
Where do you go? Let me call Diego and Dora.
Did your parents, like, audition you for that or what?
They were really vehemently against it. They did not want me to be a child star. They didn't want me to be an actress.
So they let you do the voice.
They said they were like, if you want to audition for anything, you have to go to, like, 3 years of acting classes. And I did. In the West Village at HB Studios. I did. And every Saturday I would go and I loved it. And finally I was running. They're like, we won't let you do anything. Like, where your face is showing. I was like, is it because I'm ugly? Like, what the fuck?
Shut the fuck up.
No, but, and then I did the audition. I remember I did it. Like, I had to leave a voicemail. But my parents were very much like, if you get it, great. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, I won't get it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. And you fucking got
and
it.
I fucking did.
I did an audition for, I believe, 1 or 2 TV shows because a lot of Disney shit is filmed in Utah for whatever reason. Luck of the Irish, Halloween Town, like all that
iconic
shit.
Iconic films.
Iconic. Never got a call back. Never got anywhere close. I didn't let it fuck with my confidence, though, you know?
You can't. Rejection's a part of life. And it's going to redirect you to something better.
You're just, like, full of wisdom. So you were her voice, and I'm happy your parents didn't let you, like, be a whole childhood star.
No.
And they kept you, like, Nickelodeon. Like, not Disney. you know? But I think that's the smartest thing they could have done.
Honestly, really great observation. I didn't even think of that.
Right?
I mean, no shade to Disney, but yeah, like, I think I loved it. I mean, also, it was a bilingual role. I'm bilingual, mm-hmm. so it was like, I was proud. It was just a great way to have clout in middle school. Like, yeah. It was just very cloudy.
It was very cloudy?
Cloudy.
Like, clouty. Okay.
But then, like, they fired me, and, like, I was like, what the fuck?
That hurt.
I was like, was my voice? Like, I was like, what's wrong with my voice?
You went through puberty. Like,
fully. If we were to play an episode, I wouldn't recognize myself. Like, it's, like, literally so high.
I am so excited to listen.
Yeah.
I was going to make you do it, but you mm-mm. went through puberty, so it's not happening.
I did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It happens to all of us.
You have a game here.
I do.
Which card game is this that you have?
This is Let's Fucking Fuck.
The one Selena Gomez loves.
Selena Gomez does love this.
Okay, so, but I'm going to be the judge here. So let's fucking go.
Okay. mm-hmm. What is a physical feature that turns you on first glance?
On a male or a female? Well, I think that's important.
A male.
I do tend to fuck men. So, okay. I'm going to answer your own question. Like that. Eyes.
Yeah.
Kind eyes.
Interesting. That's like not it for me.
What is it? The fucking dick and the gray sweatpants?
How could you ever?
What is it?
I do love gray sweatpants.
What is it for you?
I feel like it's.
Smile. Height.
Yeah. I just love a tall man. Damn.
I don't really care.
I wish I didn't. I don't actually. Like my last boyfriend, two boyfriends ago, was like actually pretty short. Mm-hmm. But like, so it's not something that like it's a deal breaker, but I do just, there is something just like sexy about it.
I mean, it's definitely sexy.
Our arms are sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dated definitely dudes that were not tall and didn't have the arms for sure. But the eyes were next level. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Pero like. Do you eat ass?
If I'm dating you,
yeah.
I'm really down to try almost everything.
I honestly haven't yet, but I will foray into it at some point.
You've never even like licked like the gooch area?
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't say like the asshole.
Have I stuck my tongue in his asshole? I feel like I probably tried, but that's hard to do. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But
I love
yes,
getting my ass eaten.
It was.
I was asking if you were doing it. I just wanted to just bring it back and say.
I like it.
I love it.
But I do.
Is that wrong? I love it. It's also something that I think is like more of a intimate thing that you do with a partner. I don't know if I would do it with like.
No.
Say this phrase in your dirtiest voice. This game fucks.
This game fucks.
Yeah, do like.
I feel like my voice also already sounds like I'm having an orgasm without meaning to.
Yeah, do it like ASMR vibes.
Okay. This game fucks.
Ooh, I just got horny. Like, listen,
did
you say, I got a little tingle.
I honestly could do it even better, but like, we're not gonna practice.
This game fucks.
Okay. Ooh. Everyone in the studio is fucking wet. Everyone. Okay. So, do you wanna keep going? Cause I have questions that the sleuths wrote in that they want your advice for. So, question number one.
Yeah.
Sophia, I'm struggling. I met this man from Hinge. The first two times we hung out were in public, getting drinks and lunch, and then he comes over to my place three times since then. The last two times he stayed the night. However, he has never kissed me and has never made a move. Loves to cuddle, will not make a move. I don't want to because I cannot handle rejection well. I jokingly texted him and told him it was funny. That he wants me to stay with him but has never made a move. He replied, LOL, what's a move? I am so mind fucked. What is this game? Does he like me? What is happening?
What's the move? Like, are you...
That's...
Okay, I think it's an absolute no. Like, I think he wants maybe the validation. He likes spending time with you. Maybe he's not straight. I don't know, but...
That was what I was thinking.
I've dated enough guys where I'm like... And by the way, this happened to me recently where I went home with a guy and he wanted to cuddle and not do anything. And I was like...
Was it the first date? Or like...
No, it was like a friend and we, you know, spent the night. Mm-hmm. But like the next morning, like I also didn't... And I'm going to say something. I also didn't try anything because I was like, how awkward would it be if he was like, no?
Yeah.
Like, so I get not wanting to try, but like you kind of already insinuated like what's up and he completely ignored it. Why are you wasting your time with this guy?
Yeah, this guy.
He should be wanting to rip your clothes off.
Right.
Sorry.
If it's not a fuck yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. I love that. There's something going on with this dude that.
I think that it's good that she asked him, like she made a joke or whatever, but she brought it up. But the fact that he.
He's either gay or his penis doesn't work or like there's something. I don't know what it
or
is.
Or he's dating someone else.
But having sleepovers. Okay, little George action. Okay. Okay, next question. Sophia, I love how you talked about how although your mother is Hispanic, you are seen as white. My mother is Korean and my dad is white, but since I grew up mostly in America, I look more white. I am seen as a white girl. Sometimes I feel like I've lost my Korean identity and that I'm just seen as a white girl, quotation marks. Do you ever feel like this? Does it bother you? How do you deal with it? Also, I fucking love you, bitch. Mm-hmm. First of all, Hispanic. That's when you are from South America. Or because then there's a whole fucking Latinx thing. And my dad is from Spain. Mm-hmm. So I can say Latina. Well, my mom's from Argentina. Dad's from Spain.
So you say Hispanic. I'm Latina.
So, oh, right. But I can use them either interchangeably. And then people are like, no, you're not. What the fuck? And I need all those people to just like relax.
Well, also like being Latina, it's an ethnicity, right? Uh-huh. So it's not a race. And I think that's what is confusing. So people are like, they always said that to me growing up. They're like, how are you?
Yeah.
Latina, you're white, but mm-hmm. there's so many people that we both know. Hello, we're looking at each other and our parents that, you know, it's all different races.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating, but honestly, like, just be like, you can't define me. Like, stop.
Right. She said, okay, I feel like I've lost my Korean identity. That's, because she's seen as a white girl. I feel like I mean, maybe it was the World Cup, but like, I've never been more fucking proud of my identity, you know?
Totalmente.
But there, I love it. But there is like this little.
But also, we cannot let people define who we are.
Right.
Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, like, you can't. If people are making you feel a certain way, okay, fuck them. Like, if you want to feel more connected to your identity, what can you do? Like, we go to Argentina, we celebrate the World Cup, we talk about Messi, we hang out with other Argentinian people. We make. Mm-hmm. I went to Sabor Argentino, which is the best fucking restaurant in New York for my birthday. Sabor Argentino.
Oh my God. I order there all the time.
I'm sorry, the steak is on fire and they have fries that are like McDonald's. Unbelievable.
I like Buenos Aires more.
Oh, okay. Here we go. We're going to have to do a little food tour truck situation. But that's what I'm saying. You can find a way to identify with your culture that's beyond what someone's going to say about you.
Yes.
Or even the color of your skin.
Yes. Right? And someone saying you are a white girl has nothing to do with your identity or your background or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever. Those people can go.
Unless you're like Rachel Dolezal, who's like pretending.
Then it's a little bit musky like, water.
No, exactly.
And we got to
don't
be,
do that. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay, last question. Sophia, I tried to Google this and found literally nothing online.
I'm shocked. What is this? What did you Google?
I have been dating this guy for about 3 months now, and he has a penis that curves up and to the left. When I try to give him head, he really just doesn't enjoy it. That's a shocker.
Maybe.
Because of the angle. It's hard to suck it without using my teeth too much. I haven't made him come from head once, and I've never had this problem with anyone else before. What should I do?
I think you should ask him what you should do. You say, like, what do you suggest? It's his dick. You haven't been, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And honestly, if this dude is like, I just don't really like getting my dick sucked, like, girl, take that and run with it.
Wait, 100%.
Hallelujah. You know, like, what?
100%. Or, like, do it as foreplay, but, like, you don't need to, like, make him come.
Yeah. Hi, did you just meet like the best boyfriend, like, husband ever? Material ever?
No, literally. Like, think about all the calories you're about to save. From
you swallow.
I feel like spitting is like, but listen.
It depends.
It depends.
Okay. You're not gonna kiss and tell. Suck and tell.
I mean, it depends on the guy, on the situation, but like, yeah. Isn't there protein in there?
There is. Also, I mean, there's so many factors. Like, it depends. Like,
I also am not out here giving head left and right.
No.
Or in this girl's case, left.
Left and up.
And curved.
Up and left. But I was doing some research and I just want to quickly add something that was bizarro to me. There is a...
What research were you doing? I'm not me picturing you like on your computer with like glasses on. Like,
there is a thing. There is a penis straightener. Not like a hair straightener, like a cast for...
I would hope it's not like a hair straightener for a penis. I would hope.
There's a cast for peni.
Peni. Perfect. The research
Did
is...
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I haven't really seen that many curved dicks.
I haven't either. I've heard they're incredible.
I'm sure.
By the
they're
way.
They're hitting different. It's like Captain Hook.
Meg the Stallion, yes. So, I mean, there's that.
So, where do you put the penis straightener? How often are you putting it on? Like, what's...
I don't know how the cast works. I don't know if that needs to be put on, like, kind of scoliosis, like, when you're younger. So, your penis. But I guess you can fix scoliosis when you're older. But I'm not saying that this penis has scoliosis.
Okay, we're not doctors here, clearly.
I don't think dicks get scoliosis.
But they might.
They might.
Wow, did we just, like... discover science.
Fucking crack the code.
Wow.
I don't know, but I'm going to end it there before I really just take
off. I don't know.
Off.
I was having fun there.
That was really fun. Okay, Serena, this was so incredible. I could talk to you for 20 more hours. Where can they find you?
Serena Kerrigan on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Facebook. Along with ads for your scoliosis dick. Literally, like, we're going to be starting seeing that on our phones. And my card game, Let's Fucking Date. We have 3 iterations. Sophia's a huge fan.
Biggest
so
fan.
So Selena Gomez.
We were playing it like on that island trip and it was a fucking hoot and a half.
Yeah, I love you. I'm so proud of you. This is so fun.
Thank you so much. And you guys know where to find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and subscribe so you can watch these two confident queens on YouTube.
Let's fucking go.
Period. Okay. Love you, Sleuth, so much. Talk to you next week. Bye.